ready?
Yeah. Okay, so yesterday I gave introduction to Talmud in general. Again, since the recording got lost, I'm going to say that this shiur is dedicated to be a schus for Moshe ben Tzvi Menachem, and that much I can re-record. First thing first, I just want to give a brief introduction to Maseches Brachos. Really brief. I don't want to spend too much time on that. But just to orient ourselves, Maseches Brachos, of course, is the first of Maseches. A total of 36 Maseches in the Babli. There are, in our current count, 63 Maseches altogether, but of the 63 Maseches in the Mishnayos, as it's now divided up, only 36 have Babli on them. That's the first of those. Brachos, only 63 blot. But it is the longest Masechta by a good long ways in terms of words. There is an urban legend running around that it's the same number of words as Bava Basra, but I don't believe it's true, sorry to tell you. Brachos is about even more than 10% longer than Bava Basra. It's long. It's long. It's also, unlike other Masechtas, in that it's really, really full of Agarata, more than any other Masechta, I think. And certainly has the most Agarata of any Masechta. It's pages and pages and pages of it. Agarata being the non-halachic portions of the Gemara, and we'll, today we don't have any Agarata to deal with really. I'll introduce the Agarata another night when we get there. The other thing that's really unusual about Maseches Brachos is it's particularly discursive. It jumps from topic to topic, like sometimes seemingly without rhyme or reason, and sometimes more than seemingly, like you can't really make any sense of why we're talking about that now. Good question. Many of the times, it's simply, and I'll try to bring it to your attention, we're basically just, once you mention such and such a person in the name of such and such a person, so now we start saying a lot of other members with the same, you know, from the same origin, from the same, but it jumps around. So Brachos is unlike many other Masechtas in those ways. The actual structure is 9 prakim, 9 chapters altogether. The first 3 deal with Kriyat Shema, which will keep us busy for a while. And then the next 2, 4 and 5, deal with Tefillah, general prayer. And the last 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, deal essentially with brachas, blessings. The 6 parak deals with blessings on food before, brachas rishonos. 7 deals primarily with zimun, birchas hamazon and zimun, heavily on the zimun side. The 8th parak is a bit of a hodgepodge, but mostly dealing with other things relating to meal. To meals, it's a bit of a hodgepodge. And then the 9th parak deals, it's long, it's really, really long, and it deals, the Mishnayos deal with mostly with Birchas Hodav, blessings of thanks, primarily. The other blessings besides food blessings, but we have pages and pages on dreams and it jumps around. You got all sorts of fascinating things going on in the ninth parak. That's the structure. So now we start at the beginning here with Kriyat Shema. Okay? Now, actually.